respectable dive on a somewhat safe street and have a beer.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Rufus Wainwright is touring behind his most recent CD, Out of the Game, part of a creatively diverse path that's taken him from a Grammy-nominated recreation of a classic Judy Garland concert in Carnegie Hall, to the debut of his first opera, to a concert film in tribute to his mother, Kate McGarrigle. While in town for his performance at the Jakewood Concert Hall in Eugene last week, he joined us in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Rufus.
Hello.
Well, let's talk about Out of the Game first, since it's your most recent project. It's pop song structures, but on top of these sweeping sort of layered arrangements with lyrical and sonic twists that to me are anything but straight in the pop side of things. When I hear the production on this, what this makes me think of is Harry Nilsson records from the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a great compliment. he's one of the all-time legends. I did try with this last record to simplify the structure somewhat, but you know the apple never falls too far from the tree. So I am drawn to a more kind of elaborate presentation of my music. But what we did try to do with, and this was with Mark Ronson's help, who produced the album, you know, we wanted it to sound as if it was somewhat off the cuff. And so with members of the Dap Kings and some other friends like Sean Lennon or Nels Klein from Wilco, we just sort of sat around and played together. And a lot of the takes and stuff are without too much editing or overdubs and stuff. So it's I still wanted an organic feel to it all.
I keep thinking that you're going to change. But I'm a fool to think something so
Mark Ronson is an interesting choice as a producer, a guy who's worked with some very large voices, from Amy Winehouse to Adele and so on. What made him the right choice for you for a producer?
For one thing, he's just so glamorous and fun to be with and lives an extremely high-end kind of jet-set lifestyle. And so that's always fun to be a part of, briefly. But that being said, he's also such a fan of a high-quality anything, you know, be it singers or instrumentalists or just the general sound of records. And I think a lot of this stems from his work as a DJ. You know, he just really, it's got to be good to get his goat. So he's, and he really disregards any kind of, you know, fad at the moment and focuses on what works at that time, considering the artists he's working with. So it's I don't know, he's very confident in many ways.
You have such a deep background in opera and such a deep passion for opera as well. I would imagine that even when making a pop record, some influence of opera has to creep in. Was that the case on this record?
Yeah, well, I mean, opera, one must remember that opera was the popular music of its day for a very long time, you know, about 100 years at least. So a lot of those arias were, you know, hit songs, and many of the, you know, hits after opera, you know, faded from prominence, used the same tricks and devices. So I think it's all kind of based on the same potion. But on the other hand, yes, it also gives me a little bit of a secret stash to pull from, and certain chord structures that people wouldn't necessarily think of, and does, you know, bring attention to the piece. So it's it's a bit of both. It's very popular and also very mysterious.
So you want a song? So you want a song? A song just for you. There are many melodies to choose.
choose from, but there's only one of you. So I'm gonna
After listening to opera for a lifetime and really immersing yourself in it, your own first opera came out a few years ago, Prima Donna. What was that experience like to turn around and create an opera?
It was amazing. I mean, I around that time, my mother was diagnosed with cancer. That's Kate McGarrigle. She was an incredible singer-songwriter. So by the time I hooked into orchestrating the piece and really fleshing out the drama and working with these incredible singers who can, you know, sing circles around most people. It was the perfect instrument to drown my sorrows in and really lose myself in what was a very tragic period. So once again, saved by opera.
In the live performances on this tour, how are you representing some of these songs when they have such large arrangements on the studio CD? Are you changing them much, simplifying them on this tour?
No. I mean, what one hears are the bones of the material. And being from a troubadour tradition, it's vitally important that you're able to perform your material alone or with an orchestra. You know, you have to be flexible. And I even remember, you know, when I first started out, I was never afraid whether I'd be successful or not, only because I knew that through my parents, who had experienced a fair bit of success, but also, you know, had it taken away from them in a lot of ways and had to, you know, go back to the drawing board and just, you know, play gigs in small venues. I don't know, there was something comforting in the fact that I knew how that works. And that has to do with being able to sing your songs alone. It's a kind of a survival tactic.
Well, in the end, after all the creative projects, I was thinking this morning about how all of us that are creative need to find time away from music as well. We need to find silence. I would imagine that's a really important part of your creative process.
Well, driving around Oregon's been nice. It's a hell of a beautiful state. We've seen a lot of nature and you know, just, you know, turning off all the music and stepping out of the car and looking at a tree could be pretty helpful, especially when it's got moss on it.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming to spend a few minutes with us here today.
Thank you.
Rufus Wainwright, touring behind his recent CD, Out of the Game. He joined us in the KLCC studios while in town for a performance at the Jakewood Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute. For more information on his diverse creative works, visit rufuswainwright.com. For an extended version of this interview in which Rufus Wainwright discusses his tributes to Judy Garland and Kate McGarrigle, also his forthcoming second opera and what it was like to grow up in what he calls a folkocracy of a family, go online to klcc.org in the Arts and Culture section. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.